Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back in the studio after being a week on the water in the Turks and Caicos, and I am joined by Bubble Boy. How are you?
What's up, man?
It's been a few weeks, man.
Yeah, it has.
Did you come into the studio day just so you could be abused for 2 hours of hearing how great our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise was last week?
Gosh, yeah, Greg, that about sums it up.
Yes, he's kind of a masochist in that in that way. So welcome aboard there, Bubble Boy. But yeah, it was an awesome time. The 20-year anniversary of the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures. We had just a ball last week, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. I got a few little extra nuggets to share with you after, you know, some of the stuff that didn't quite make it on the air behind the scenes of the happenings on board our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We played dress up. We had a Halloween costume contest, the whole thing. I was Scuba Man, as you might have seen already from some of the Facebook pictures. Scuba Man has blown all his money on dive trips and gear, so he can't afford his own uniform, so he just borrows hand-me-downs from Superman. So I had a Superman outfit, but I was actually Scuba Man or Scuba Diver Man. And I'll tell you, I turned a few heads. Dennis was on board. He's connected via the web today. Dennis, you're impressed by my outfit. Am I right? Come on.
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right, he'll go with that. That's good enough for me. And Dennis was he was wearing a what costume were you last week?
I was Deadpool.
That's right. He was Deadpool. He had the mask and the whole thing. And yeah, we had some very creative costume party goers on board the Turks and Caicos boat. It was a good time.
Especially our dive master, Joe. I think she gets the award for the most unique costumes throughout the whole trip.
Yes, I would agree. She is the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. I dubbed her that last time I was on board, and man, she delivered. She had a different outfit for every dive briefing. I got as much picture and video of it as I could. I'm putting together a video. Hopefully, I'll have it up in the next week or two, so you'll see. But there was a lot of, I mean, she really goes all out, doesn't she, Dennis? That was pretty impressive.
I mean, it was amazing, the tie-ins. I mean, every dive site, she had some her costume or whatever she was wearing had something to do with the dive site that we were at, or some sort of a pun thrown in. You know, she'd wear fishnet stockings and tell us not to get caught in her net, you know. Little goofy things like that. It just made it fun. You actually paid attention to the dive briefings.
Absolutely. Yeah, she really is a fun gal. And the whole crew was awesome. I mean, there was male Joe and female Joe. We met him at the beginning of the trip, and she said, "Hey, I'm the one with the breasts." And you knew from right then on, you knew this is going to be a fun trip. Am I right, Dennis? Come on.
Oh, yeah. No, it only went uphill from there.
Well, no, I don't know if it went uphill, but regardless, it was fun, and yes, That's all that matters. Jerry, the diver guy's with us. What's going on, Jerry?
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, so he wasn't on board either, but he was there in spirit, or spirits.
Horse loves like us have to work.
Yeah, we had mermaid rum in your honor there, Jerry.
I appreciate that.
Walt DeMartini is checking in from the Gomez Hilton, and we have some really cool news to share with everybody about another potential upgrade that's going to happen in the in a couple weeks at the Gomez Hilton. Am I right, Walt?
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, so we're going to share that with the world today. But before we get into that, I got to reflect a little bit more on our trip in the Turks and Caicos and give you some behind-the-scenes nuggets. Now, there was an incident that we had with one of our passengers, Mark. And I don't know if we talked about this on the air, but when I boarded the the Turks and Caicos Explorer, too. And the I was one of the first people on the boat. And Mark and some of the other folks, I think he was with you, Dennis, too, right? You guys were cruising around the town because you got in early into the Providenciales, right?
Yeah, we had to wait before they'd let us on the boat at 3.
I got in it right at the perfect time. They had just opened up the boat, and they sent me straight to the boat. So I was one of the first people on board, which kind of surprised me. But then everybody showed up about a half hour later, and, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Hey, Mark, and I'm talking to Mark, and I go, are you excited? Are you ready? This is going to be a great trip. He goes, yeah, I'm excited. I said, I'm here, but my luggage isn't. My gear isn't. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, my bag didn't make it from Miami to Providenciales. I'm like, oh, no, you're kidding. Well, I said, well, what happened? He goes, I think it was stolen. I'm like, stolen? Are you kidding? What's going on? And he evidently drove down to Miami, caught his flight. He stayed the night before in Miami and then flew to Providenciales. But for whatever reason, this one bag of all his gear and dive equipment and photo stuff and everything didn't make it. And when he got to Provo, he claimed his bag. It had his sticker on the bag, but it wasn't his bag. He opened it up, so there's a bunch of clothes in here, and he went to the clerk and stuff and said, hey, this isn't my bag. And they checked the number, like, well, it matches your receipt. You sure? And he's like, well, how's, and I'm thinking, I said, did someone rip it apart and stick it back together? I said, dude, in my 20 years of doing scuba radio, you hear these nightmare scenarios about lost luggage in Miami in particular, but I've never come across anybody where that has had that happen to them, where something has actually been stolen. Now, delayed bags and things like that, sure. But nothing that, like, wow, they actually switched his ticket or something, or his sticker on his luggage. And so anyway, he's like puzzled, and he said, yeah, they're tracking her. They're trying to find out if they can find the other person that, may have had a similar looking bag. And I'm like, gosh, it's just weird. I've got to tell you, Mark, I've never heard anything like that. So anyway, he thinks it through and stuff. And, of course, his bag doesn't show up the first day. And the next morning at breakfast, and I don't know if you were around, Dennis, when this happened, Mark sits down next to me, goes, I think I know what happened. I'm like, what?
He had that epiphany.
Yes.
Oh, no.
He goes, when I got off the shuttle at the from the hotel that he was staying at down in Miami, the bus driver set a bag down there for him to take and check in, and he had a relatively new bag. He wasn't that familiar with it, and he goes, I think I just grabbed it, and I figured it was mine, and I checked it through to Provo, and the more I think about it, I think it was my fault.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, brother. So I said, well, I'll tell you what. The good news is that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The bad news is now you're really screwed.
Yeah.
Because this guy could have been leaving the country, too. Who knows where it ends up, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, they accommodated him very well with Explorer Ventures, hooked him up with gear. He had no problem enjoying the week with gear that we had on board. But, there was the question of what happened to his gear. So I have just talked to him. There is still some searching going on, but they are making progress. So he may end up getting his bag back, but we won't know till next week. So there's the one little behind the scenes nugget. Just make sure when you're packing your dive gear, you want to be thorough. You got to make a checklist if you need to, but make sure you know what your bag looks like.
Put a GPS transponder on all your luggage.
Well, you could do that if you want, or you could just make sure you tag the right bag.
Or just do what I do, and you get a bag that's so bright and colored that it's unique and stands out. It's hard to miss. And
yeah. Well,
put those little tags on them, or little flourishes of some sort to make it so you're grabbing your bag.
Well, true. I mean, Mark got a bag full of clothes and stuff.
Other guy made out pretty well.
Well, the other guy evidently, was probably a little annoyed, I'm guessing.
Oh, Greg, I'm sure there's some guy at a conference somewhere wearing scuba gear.
Probably.
Embarrassed.
Yeah. It's like I had to dress up as scuba diver man on the boat. This guy had all the costume right there in his bag, so he might have taken advantage of that. Who knows? But anyway, it was interesting stuff. Now, the other thing, this is other little behind-the-scenes thing, so, learn from Mark's mistake, I guess, is, the moral of that story, and hopefully he'll get his bag back. And it looks like, I think the odds are working in his favor at this point, and hopefully we'll know next Saturday. However, the other thing that happened on board was with the captain, JF. Now, JF, I have been on the boat in the Turks and Caicos with him many times, and he's a great guy. He's French-Canadian, as we talked about last week. He has a thick accent. And I did learn something new about JF on the Turks and Caicos boat. And I'm going to share that with you here in the next segment. And it's pretty remarkable. It's like, you know someone, you think you've bonded with them over the years, and you know them to a certain level, and there's really not a whole lot new to discover. But I will tell you, this one kind of threw me, and it was very interesting, a little kind of quirk in his, I don't know, not personality, but just, you know, related to his French-Canadianism.
Not the crying game or anything like that?
Well, I'll save that for the next trip, Bubble Boy. But you'll find out what it is next, and hopefully it'll amuse you as much as it did me. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You went up to the surface again, didn't you? Didn't you?
Nothing happened.
Oh, I'm about to dive. Baby girl, hold your breath. We're about to get so wet.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, and my buddy Dennis, who was in the boat with me in the Turks and Caicos last week. He had his daughter with him, Abby. And is she still... I would imagine the cherry on the top of the cake there for her was that she was a Scuba Radio mermaid on the boat. Am I right, Dennis?
We're still talking about that. She did actually enjoy it.
Yeah. And she was really trying to rub it into her brother, who went on the trip a couple years earlier. And she was on a mission to dive more than him and just do stuff that he wasn't able to do. Which, you know, if he wanted to be a mermaid, just tell Austin. I'm more than happy to make that available to him in the future if he'd like that.
That's might actually take you up on it just to mess with you, Greg, because that's the way he is.
Okay, then I take it back because I don't worry.
Don't do it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, there was some stuff that happened on the boat behind the scenes with the captain, JF, It's Jean-Francois. Or that's not even his name either. It's so crazy, French-Canadian pronunciation. I couldn't even say it if I wanted to. So we just call him JF. That's what he tells everybody to call him, and so we do that. Now, I've got to know him pretty good over the years. But sure enough, on this trip, something new came up when I was talking to female Joe, you know, the one with the breasts. And she says, hey, when you talk to JF, because I said I'd like him to do like a scuba radio identification on the show. And but she goes, that'd be great. When you do that, have him say the word hippopotamus. I'm like, hippopotamus? What the heck is that all about? So I did, and this is what ended up happening.
Hi, this is Jeff, the captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Now, here's the guy who I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What?
Who told you to? Yeah.
Joe! He can't say. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Now, here's the guy I consider.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
God,
is he really going to do that?
Oh, my God.
One more time.
Oh, shit.
Stop it.
Here's a guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Here's the guy that I consider the hippopotamus of diving. Greg, the dive master.
Oh, that's too good.
Yes, it was. So, I don't know if you guys appreciated that as much as I did. But,
old Greg!
That is radio gold.
You know what? I would have a tendency to agree with you there, Jerry the Diver Guy. It just doesn't get much better than that. I don't know what it was about the word,
hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is about that word that throws him a little bit, but I enjoyed it. And
well, so, I was on the boat, and I didn't even get to hear that. We were trying to get him to say that during the captain's briefing at the end of the dive there when they're handing out the award ceremony, but he managed to tap around that. So
yeah.
That's a first for me, and I was on the boat.
Well, it's just what I do, you know. So I was able to secure that for posterity, and I'm sure he'll make sure that...
That'll be the last time you go on the boat.
Exactly. He'll get me back. I have no question about it. But, you know, we love him.
Well, Greg, that was a total surprise. I did not expect that. I thought for sure you were going to say he was a stunt double for Gerard Depardieu.
Ah, yeah, well, there's that. I don't know if that's true or not. I didn't ask him.
He could be.
You know, he does have a little bit of that look.
Yeah.
You know, it may just be the French-Canadian in him. I don't know. But he's a great guy and good sport. Matter of fact, he helped me out with some of the video footage that we captured on the boat with his drone. And that was kind of cool. I didn't really talk about that on the air too much. But, you know, it was interesting watching him. He has like four drones. And he does this, you know, when he has a few minutes to spare to, you know, putz around with them and stuff. But he's still learning them. And so he did get some footage of the divers, you know, when we were floating on the surface getting ready to do one of the dives. And he took some footage of me on the boat and stuff that we may end up using for the novel that Eric Douglas is going to write about everybody who was on the boat into the next Mike Scott novel. But while he's doing this, he seemed pretty nervous. Way more nervous than he does at the helm of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. And I'm like, you know, what's the problem? I thought, you know, these drones, you know, they're so high tech. You just say, you know, fly up, do 1,000 feet, shoot video, press a button, and go home. He goes, well, that works well in theory on land. But, you know, the go home feature uses GPS, and the boat is always moving. So, you know, I think he might have learned the hard way that the GPS doesn't quite work as well as it does on a boat because he's lost one.
Oh,
yeah,
they're expensive.
And evidently,
the hard way or the wet way.
Yes, well, and the one he lost doesn't float. So, yeah, but they are cool toys, I'll tell you what. Or, you know, I mean, they're tools. They're not toys because these things weren't cheap. But it's pretty cool, and he's a great guy. So he's got a great sense of humor, at least I hope so. Otherwise, that may be my last trip on the Turks and Caicos Explorer, or he's going to make me walk the plank. So, but good times, and definitely, you know, they just get better and better. I got to tell you, and once again, I got to thank Renee from Scuba Pro. I got to thank Reef Safe for giving us stuff to give to everybody on the boat, some sunscreen and all that kind of can keep everybody safe in the hot tropical sun that we encountered last week. And I don't know, we had a lot of stuff we gave away. Everybody made out pretty well, I would say. And of course, we got to thank Explorer Ventures. They just keep doing better and better. And in that boat, Dennis, I don't know if you agree with me on this. I was actually talking about this a little bit on our World of Boating show today. But that was your second time on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And I was shocked how clean and new that boat looks to this day. And I've been diving on it for 15 years. And when we got on it the first day, I went up to the top area, the Fly Bridge area, where I just love hanging out all the time. It's my favorite spot on the boat, let alone the planet. One of them for sure. It was just so well maintained and clean, and it looks brand spanking new.
Well, Greg, with your sensitive skin, it actually is the Fry Bridge.
Okay, good point. Good point.
Well, they did have 4 weeks off, though, with no charters and some hurricanes coming through. So I know JF was spending quite a bit of time repainting, but still, yeah. The boat is impeccable.
It is.
How well they maintain it.
It is a yacht.
It's been 5 years.
Boat is a yacht.
Well, it's been 5 years since I got to go on that last time. And I came back onto the boat, and it was like I had just left it. Everything was in the same spots. The liquor cabinets were in the same place. All the important stuff was right where I left it.
Yeah,
I just felt like it was welcomed home.
The bottles are magic because they just...
refilling.
They do. I mean, it's they don't evaporate like they do at the Gomez Hilton as much. So it's it's one of those things. The upgrades of the Gomez Hilton coming. We'll tell you about that and a lot more coming up next. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so last week on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard, I was there dressed up as Scuba Diver Man, which was actually a Superman outfit because Scuba Diver Man spent all his money on dive gear and dive trips, couldn't afford his own outfit, so he borrows hand-me-downs from Superman. What was Mermaid Tiffany? What do you think there, Bubble Boy? What do you think she dressed up for our Halloween Christmas party or Halloween costume party?
I'll take a wild shot. I'm going to say... Mermaid.
That'd be wrong. JF, what do you think?
Hippopotamus.
No, it wasn't that either. It was Wonder Woman. And
a very impressive Wonder Woman at that.
Yeah, actually, she didn't do the mermaid thing because we had Celeste and Dennis's daughter Abby kind of hold down that those roles on the boat. So we had some new mermaids, and so Tiffany was kind of left out. And he's like a fish out of water. And what are you going to do?
She actually came with that baseball cap that said mermaid off duty. So we kind of took that as I'm here to play and I'm not putting the tail on.
Yeah. And I was like, well, so what are you going to do? She goes, well, I'm a certified massage therapist now. I mean, she's got this whole degree and everything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Well, finally, on the last day, she started working on my back. And did she work on you too, Dennis? I forget.
No, I couldn't. She was too busy working on you.
Well, okay. Yeah, she worked on a few guys. And I was like, gosh, she really knows what she's doing. She's got skills. So we had a little chat. And I said, look, you got the DEMA show coming up here in a couple weeks in Orlando. You're planning on coming. If you don't want to, play the mermaid, maybe we need to do mermaid massages. She's like, done. We got our massage table, and that's what's going to happen in the Scuba Radio booth, one of the many extras that we're throwing into the 20-year anniversary celebration at the DEMA show for Scuba Radio, is we will have free mermaid massages. And it won't stop there, because...
Where is the massage table going next?
That's right. That brings me to the upgrades at the Gomez Hilton immediately following the DEMA show. We're transferring that operation to the Gomez Hilton. It'll be one of the new amenities offered at the Gomez Hilton. The fine establishment run by Mr. Walt DeMartini. But massages, cool.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt D. Martini, Captain Dennis, who's actually a pilot and a diver. He was with me in the Turks and Caicos. But how about that? So we got Mermaid Tiffany offering free, massages at the DEMA show, and then moving that operation down to the Gomez Hilton, which is run by Walt D. Martini. Do you have a good spot for her down there at the Gomez Hilton in South Florida there, Walt? What do you think?
Right by the pool.
Right, of course, of course. Yeah, and by the way, the massage table, it does have a slight red tint to it. You know, whether we put a white stripe through it, we haven't figured that part out yet, but that's going to be a nice little amenity to offer the folks at the DEMA show this year as part of our 20-year celebration, 20-year anniversary celebration, 20 years and still sucking on air. Now, I will tell you, Casey was going to join us today, but he got distracted. He actually went back to the Tobacco Hut there in Newport Richey, Florida, Tampa area, north of Tampa, and he brought some Scuba Radio cigars on board for us to smoke. I didn't end up smoking any because it ended up the only people that were going to smoke a cigar was me and him. I didn't have Bubble Boy there. I didn't have CJ there. Those are my regular cigar smoker guys. But he did have some special cigars made that were really cool looking. They had the Scuba Radio logo on it, and it said, Scuba Radio still sucking. And I said, Casey, it's still sucking on air, 20 years and still sucking on air. And he forgot that part. Or maybe he didn't. I don't know.
He didn't.
So anyway,
that would be a gimme right there.
Okay, very possible there, Jerry. But he has promised to join us possibly next week, and he's going to ship some to the studio. So Bubble Boy and CJ and me, and we can all have a little smoke, or maybe we'll do that at the DEMA show. You know, that might be
Greg?
One of the amenities. Yes, Walt D. Martini.
Did the drunken sailor show up? You know, he took off to Wyoming and he kind of just disappeared.
Oh, yes. God. Well, he spent a lot of time in Wyoming lately. I don't know what's up with that, but it's Wyoming, by the way. He pronounces it weird. But, you know, he was there in spirit or spirits because we had mermaid rum, and Casey channeled him in his Halloween costume and dressed up as the Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. So he said he didn't do sailor. He went the whole Santa route.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
He sold it well. He did sell it well. So
you can't unsee it either. Just saying.
That is true.
Listen, buddy, I wanted to tell you about a couple of more of the new amenities.
Oh, really?
We're putting in here. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, not only a massage table, you got more.
Well, we may be covering that with a large tiki bar.
Sweet.
That we're going to put on the south side of the property there and have the whole tiki bar area just for the table. And then just south of that, my next door neighbor buddy is just bought an 87-foot new couple million dollar yacht that I'm sure we'll all have access to.
Nice.
That'll be a lot of fun. That should be coming in right when we're up in DEMA, around the 1st of November.
Okay. Well, like I said, this will time out perfectly because we're going to spend some time there for the DEMA show, and immediately thereafter it might be time to, you know, take a little South Florida run down to the Gomez Hilton and put in some quality time and set up Mermaid Tiffany's new franchise, her new massage therapy thing, whatever she's planning to do. By the way, it will be mermaid massage. She will be dressed as a mermaid giving these free massages at the DEMA show.
Well, just make sure people know that they are the ones getting the massage. They are not massaging the mermaid. Could be a little awkward.
Well, you know, that's up to Tiffany. I'll just turn the other way. She decides what she does. This is her business. You know what I mean?
I'll handle all tips.
Okay.
If you've never been slapped in the face by a mermaid tail, you don't know what you're missing.
And by the way, just for the record, you heard Jerry the Diver Guy said he'll handle all tips.
Tips.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he said.
Yeah, oh. No, just stop.
Not ticks.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, it was. It'll be a good time. You know, I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to the DEMA show. I mean, we're literally just a week and a half away. We got one more show, and then we're going to have a show from the DEMA show floor that will air 2 weeks from today, actually. And you know, it's going to be exciting because it will be Scuba Radio's 20-year anniversary DEMA show. This has been like a year-long celebration. It kind of started April Fool's Day as our official, you know, anniversary date. But I've been preparing for this, and I will tell you, you know, I say this every year, I feel like a broken record, but honestly, I'm telling the God's honest truth, we have more stuff to give away at the DEMA show this year than ever before. And, I mean, it's been crazy in the past, but I'll tell you, our sponsors, our Scuba Radio sponsors, are stepping up big time for the DEMA show. So, if you are coming to the largest trade show in the entire world for diving next week in Orlando, make sure you are not late and you are there at the opening of the exhibit show floor at 10 a.m. Make sure you're there by 9:30, because that window between 9:30 and 10 is when we are hired to warm up the crowd. And we do that by just giving away tons of prizes, trips, liveaboard trips like the Turks and Caicos liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. We have one of those to give away. We'll probably have a Galapagos trip to give away, Maldives, you name it. We got some great trips. And, I mean, I got some stuff possibly coming from the Bahamas, trips from them, Curacao. Naui is talking to us about giving some really cool stuff away this year. I am telling you, if you are going to be at the DEMA show, you better show up early, like I said, about 9:30 when the show floor opens at 10, and be there at the stage, because
you may want to be there before 9:30.
You might want to. You know, the point is,
it's crowded up front.
Don't wait for the show to open, because it'll be done. We will have given away all the stuff, and it happens every year. People come up with, hey, you got any more of this? You got any more of that? You know, as they're walking in the show, I'm like, nope, you should have been here early, dude. Yep. That's the whole point. And I'm just telling you that now. I am excited. I love doing this because, you know, for me personally, you know, doing this show for so many years now, for 20 years, the DEMA show is really, you know, the way I try to give back to the industry a little bit. Because, to be honest, we don't get any money for doing this. I mean, we do it because it's fun. We get their support. The industry supports Scuba Radio and the love I feel back from the industry, especially last year after the whole heart surgery thing and all that stuff was, you know, I mean, it's my way to kind of like, okay, let's do something special and for the kids, you know, in the industry or whatever. And I say that, you know, as my friends in the industry. And we just get up there and have a ball and just have a big old party and invite everybody. And we just give away tons of stuff. And, I mean, it's hard not to have fun. And to be a part of that, to me, is just it's humbling and it's fun and it's exciting. You know, good times, good diving, and just hanging out with you know, some of the best friends you could ever have. So it's just going to be an awesome time. Make sure you're there early, and know that we are going to be having a you know, just kicking it up in an extra notch. And if that weren't enough, it is official now. We are planning to do our 20-year. You know, History of Scuba Radio presentation, our puppet show, on Thursday morning. Now, the DEMA people don't even
know. You have been warned.
Yeah. But we are planning to execute this live show and presentation Thursday morning before the show, before the DEMA show opens. And I think this could go down in, you know, infamy, or is that the right word? Or
annals of history?
Yeah, one of those. Maybe both.
Let's hope that yeah. There's no wardrobe malfunctions like there was last year.
Well, if we have anything to do with it, there will be. And it'll be, you know, purposely.
Yeah, but it's my wardrobe last year.
That's true. Well, that was a little disturbing. But you will try to avoid that type of thing, but we'll see what happens. I mean, this is, you know, we're going to do the past, present, and future of Scuba Radio, a little 6-minute presentation, and We're doing it with puppets. And that's all I can say other than you're not going to want to miss this. Heck, I'm not going to want to miss this, and I'm evidently part of it. So I don't know what's going to happen, but it's definitely going to be something like, hey, remember that year when Scuba Radio did the puppet show at DEMA? Whoa, jeez, what were they smoking? Well, you know.
Hey, Greg?
Yes, sir. Walt DeMartini.
Is Jerry the diver guy going to be working the door? I mean, how can we make sure we get really good seats for this?
Yeah, well, he will be there for sure. He's a part of
tips.
This whole.
I'll take all tips.
Okay. Rum punch.
He's going to do that.
And alcohol.
Right. So he'll be part of the morning show ceremonies as well as, you know, managing, you know, the mermaid massage and then possibly, you know, the Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour that we'll be doing with the Bahamas every afternoon at 5 o'clock.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's C-U-R-A-C-A-O.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
I got friends in low places.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving and friends in low places. Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt Martini, Dennis connected via the web. Look, I got an interesting little tidbit or story I got to share with the crew before we wrap up this hour. I don't know if this could be one of those fake news stories, but who cares? This is too good. This is where this, you know, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. You know what I'm saying? So here you go. I get this press release and it says scientists have finally answered the age old question. Can marijuana help fish relax? I didn't know this was an age old question. Did you, Bubble Boy?
No.
Have you been asking this? Walt, have you been asking that question about fish?
I'm not that old.
Good point. This might be a question for the scuba cowboy. He's in Colorado. I don't know. Maybe he's been asking. But anyway, so here's the deal. Since the dawn of mankind, or at least the discovery of pot, people have wondered, can giving cannabis to fish help them relax? Well, scientists have finally answered the question, but you might not like it. Evidently, scientists in Lebanon, why there, who knows, they published a study involving fish and marijuana, and they gave Nile tilapia doses of cannabis oil to see if it would help them relax and grow faster. Since tilapia are often, farmed in high quantities, they can often, live in less ideal environments with reduced water quality and increased stress, which, is not good, I guess, compared to them in the wild. So they figure, hey, maybe if we give them some pot, they'll, chill and grow bigger and be happier in those little bowls.
Instead, they attacked and ate their handlers.
Well, that would be a great movie plot. But unfortunately, the study showed it didn't seem to work. As the scientists said, they saw no difference in behavior from the fish who were given cannabis versus those without. They also speculate that the fish have built up tolerance for the drug after getting daily doses over a few weeks. When it came to growth, there were some positives because the fish who were given cannabis oil saw an increase in their metabolism. They got the munchies. but it just translated into them swimming around faster. They didn't really get any bigger. They just ran around like stoner fish or swam around like stoner fish, and as opposed to growing more. So they didn't really think it translated into the fish getting bigger and, better to farm and that kind of thing. So, the study basically concluded that it was a downer. Until further research yields different results, we do not believe fish should be given reefer. Sucks to be a fish, I guess, if you're into that kind of thing.
That only applies in Lebanon.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that is true. But I did find that a slightly amusing story. And we are here to answer questions about fish since we love seeing them underwater. They'd been asked since the dawn of time that do fish, would they be more chill like folks that, smoke a doob?
Well, it's just a tilapia, right, Greg?
Well, they only tested the tilapia. Maybe, different species of fish. Maybe sharks would be more chill. I don't know.
Yeah, great white. Test on them.
My guess is the person who came up with this study was obviously stoned out of his gourd. Yeah. And what do you think? We do this, dude. And it just sounds like a terrible idea. But I find it amusing. Is there something wrong with me?
No.
Don't answer that. That was rhetorical. But yeah. So if you've ever wondered, now you know, and don't do it. It's probably, I think that would be kind of fish abuse, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do that kind of thing.
Be kind of fishy, though.
It would be... An interesting thing to see, maybe. I would be curious. I'd like to witness maybe some of these trials. And
kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. It's not
maybe
good.
They tried it with blowfish.
Okay.
Or pufferfish.
That would make more sense.
Pufferfish, that's it.
A hippopotamus.
Exactly. Very possible.
Hippopotamus.
Yeah, they would probably chill.
They're really angry. Hippopotamus mm-hmm. are very angry.
But I never really, when I read stories like this, it never fails to amaze me that where was I? I never thought of this. I never thought I've always wondered. Is it just me?
It's just you.
It is. Okay. So you've thought this, Bubble
No.
Boy.
No.
Yeah, so you. Who are you saying has thought about this? Dennis? Jerry the diver guy?
CJ.
CJ.
He said he thought about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good point. He's not here today. He didn't hear the story. He's out running a study on...
No, it always gets blamed on the people that's not here.
That's right.
Exactly. That's what happens. That's the rule. That's the golden scuba radio rule. If you're not here, you are going to be thrown immediately under the bus. Any bad negative connotations, all your fault. So, CJ, it's all on you, my friend. Him and the drunken sailor. He's not here today either. I, he was there in spirit or spirits on the Turks and Caicos boat last week, but he did not. I have not heard from him. You know, so I haven't. I've been expecting to hear from him. So I can
maybe he'll show up at DEMA.
Oh, I'm sure. I have no doubt.
He's trapped in old Greg's lair.
I'm old Greg. I'm gonna kill you.
I said like you.
All right. Well, enough nonsense. We got more nonsense that we got to prepare for.
Some babies.
More coming up in hour two. Stay close.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.